Joining me today is Jessica Kliss with the James River Community Association. They've got a fantastic event coming up this weekend and later on in October as well. A couple more things, but tell us what's planned at the James River Hall this coming weekend, Jessica.
We do have a lot going on, yeah. So this Saturday is our fall ball at the hall. We have a local band, Unlawful Assembly, playing live music for us. Doors open at 8, and it's $30 a ticket. And then we'll also have Beef on a Bun later on the evening as well. And we have the community van hired for a safe ride home for whoever needs a safe ride. So it'll be a nice gathering of community members and anyone who wants to join us for some dancing and some drinks and a good time.
That is fantastic. Can you tell us how this kind of came together?
I think we're in our 9th year this year, and we kind of wanted to bring back like the old-fashioned cabarets. The James River Hall has been in the James River area for a really long time, and it used to be where everyone would come and gather every once in a while for a social and get together with their neighbors and catch up on everything. And so we kind of wanted to bring that feeling back, and so that's why we started the fall ball. So we do it every year around this time, and it's just a really, really great way to get a bunch of people together who never seem to have time to get together and bring everybody together and get together with your neighbors and people that you haven't seen for a while and just enjoy each other's company.
How has the fall ball been received in years past, Jessica? Is this something people really look forward to?
It is, yeah. We have a good following of people who come back every year. Yeah, it's always a good time. We've pre-sold quite a few tickets this year, so it should be a good turnout. And it's something that everybody in the community looks forward to, I know, to just do some dancing.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned tickets are $30. How can people get a hold of them?
So they can either call me at 403-638-6073, or we do have tickets available at the Sundry Feed and Farm Mill as well. And if we don't sell out before Saturday, then there'll be tickets available at the door as well.
Wonderful. But that's not the only thing you guys have going on this month. It's going to be busy coming up later in October. Can you tell us what else you've got going on?
Yeah. So on the 26th of October, we have our annual children's Halloween party. It's from 1 to 3 in the afternoon at the hall. And it's all the kids can dress up in their costumes. We're going to have the costume parade, do some games, have some candy, of course, because it's Halloween, and just bring the kids together to celebrate in the afternoon for Halloween. And then the next day on the 27th is our annual fall supper, where us ladies, we get together and we cook. We have roast beef and potatoes and turnips and beets, and most of the produce is from local gardens, from people in the community who have donated potatoes and everything from their gardens, so it's all homegrown. Yeah, we get together and eat a meal together. It's you can come at any time between 1 to 5 o'clock. We have like a buffet-style meal. There'll be homemade pies as well for dessert and other homemade desserts available, and come anytime between those times and have a really good meal.
That sounds delicious. There's no doubt about that. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this coming weekend as well. It's the James River Hall Fall Ball at the hall. Get your tickets for just $30. You can call Jessica or Sundry Farm and Feed. Of course, you can head on over there and grab your tickets to support the James River Community Association. Jessica, thank you for your time this morning, and have a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah, thank you as well.